Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies to Mountain Views. Yeah, you're back at it with P on this easy breezy Tuesday. Yo, it's dead ass about to be June. Yeah, I was talking to my lady and we were just reminiscing what like heading to June was last year in New York, and you know, it was very interesting because, like, especially as a teacher, knowing that June is coming up and it was right around the corner, that was like the best month because we knew that, you know, the school year was ending. We was about to go on summer vacation and, you know, we were just going to have that nice little break. And then even during the summers, you know, just be like, I was a coach. I had a coaching gig, and just being able to be outdoors by the water and then just enjoying coaching and teaching swimming was just so dope. And then just being able to just be my ratchet self at night, you know, it all played out into, you know, beautiful memories and just having a dope summer before going back to work in September. So I know, like, it definitely feels a little disappointing that we don't even know if we're actually going to have a summer this year, you know, through this whole pandemic and shit. But, yo, like, we just have to continue to live, yeah. We have to just continue to find ways to keep ourselves sane and entertained. And yo, you know what, like, the one thing I truly believe with everybody in the world is that we will definitely figure it out, you know, because we, and that's what we do. So I know, like, summer might not be what we, you know, usually expect and how, you know, we just have plans to where we want to go and travel, but we're definitely going to figure it out. We're still going to have an amazing summer. We're going to enjoy this weather. We're going to enjoy this time off. You know, just got to continue to keep our heads up and be positive, yeah? I hope everyone has been doing well during these weeks. I know it does get a little difficult. And yo, applause to everyone that's continuing to push forward and, you know, keep their heads up and continue to strive through all of this. You know, also, before I start the segment, want to shout out all my listeners that are continuing to check out these podcasts and just tune in and listen. I appreciate every single one of y'all. I see that I have some new listeners, especially internationally. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, you know, definitely appreciate all the feedback that I've been getting from everyone, friends, family, and even just other listeners. Keep them coming in. If you truly like it, continue to just, you know, listen and share it with others. You know, we just want to all continue to just develop towards having a much more positive life and being able to just continue to develop and just win towards being happy. Like, that's definitely the main goal out of all of this. And it's, you know, developing that happiness, the happiness that we truly want for ourselves, for others, you know, and everyone else out there. yeah, so to start the segment today, I want y'all to think about what family means to y'all. Because we all have different opinions, perspectives, views, etc. on what family means to us. And, you know, whatever it could be, I know that family is so important and so essential in just developing a positive life, because even just the support that you get from that family, I feel like it's also worthwhile when you know and when you want to give that support back to those, especially to those that you consider family, but even just to everyone else, you know, especially how just, you know, that support is just so strong, it's so beneficial, it's very motivating, it's very uplifting. And I feel like as an individual, we have to continue to push towards keeping our family close and tight. And there's, you know, once again, there's many ways on how you go about what you feel is family to you. But when we all bring it together, family is always incorporated with just love, support, motivation, being there, you know, as well as just helping, listening, and just being able to do what you can for that person. So I want to give a big shout out to my mom, especially how she's been finessing the family with presents and celebrations. But it's usually her birthday lands on Mother's Day. And like, this was the first time that I wasn't like there, you know, for her birthday or for Mother's Day. So that was definitely very interesting for me because, you know, I was like, damn, like I'm not even able to celebrate, you know, with my mom, or I'm able to take her out to eat, or even just like get her, you know, give her a cake so she could blow out candles. And it was definitely very special to just converse with her on Mother's Day and, you know, catch up with her and everything. And then even on her birthday, I surprised her with an edible arrangements, and it was dope to hear from other family members how happy she was. And just the fact that I was able to just think about her, and even as minor as that was, just sending her that edible arrangements, like she really, you know, of course she ate it up, but like, I truly loved how much she truly appreciated, you know, the gift, the gesture, the call. And even throughout the rest of the week, you know, I had a couple of friends whose birthdays just passed, you know, shout out to y'all Tauruses. But once again, when we come back to that aspect of family, it's one of those to where as much as we want that support from our families, from our parents, from our siblings, cousins, uncles, aunts, etc., we also have to give support. And you know, it shouldn't matter. Like at that point, you know, yes, we do care about reciprocation. We do, you know, we want someone to give us the same respect, same support, same motivation that we give to others. But I want y'all to think about it. And I want y'all to think about when y'all are selfless, you know, and y'all just give support to give support just cause. Just because you believe in what somebody's doing, just because you like what somebody's doing. And we have to do that. We have to look at, like, we have to look at that and do the same within our families. And I say that because, especially as a teacher in inner city schools in the Bronx, I saw so many students that didn't have support from their families, that didn't have, you know, motivation or encouragement. And they really depended on the teachers. They depended on their friends. They depended on other environments, you know, to give them the support, to give them the motivation, to give them a path, to show them what to do, where to go. And it's like I had a conversation with a couple of friends last night and this morning, just on the aspect of, yo, like, family's huge, from parents to kids, to the other relatives, but even more importantly, who you surround yourself around. Because, like, I know for me, I truly look at my friends like my family, but that's because I've been around them for so long. I have friends that I've known since kindergarten that we're still, like, tight-knit. I look at them as my brother and my sister. And I know that especially as a child, like, oh, especially as, you know, just a child back then and just other children, we view our friends in the same light that we view our siblings, especially when they mean so much to us. We share that bond. We love each other as much as we do. You know, we have so much memories and moments. And, you know, it really sucks when I see a lot of posts on IG and shit like that, where it's just like, yo, like, strangers support you more than your own friends and family. And as toxic as that is alone, like, you know, but unfortunately, there is a little truth to that. And it does suck, you know. And it's just, especially when, you know, you're trying to really get big, or you're trying to really just promote yourself, or you're trying to just do what you got to do for yourself. And you look for the support of the closest people, you know, the ones that you confide in, the ones that you, you know, just do everything with. And we just got to start supporting each other. And it honestly really starts with yo, parents, siblings, cousins, aunts. Like, you know, I see so many people supporting their friends. I see many people supporting family members that are out on business ventures or trying to start a music career or, you know, doing whatever they want to do. But we also feel the lack of support from even our close ones. And yo, like, sometimes, like, and like, as I talk to others who definitely feel that way at times, like I understand why they feel like that. Especially, I know for myself, like, growing up, I know one of the biggest things that my parents always, like, kind of asked me, they were like, yo, how come you go to all of your friend stuff, but nobody shows up for any of your swim meets or any of that thing? And even as a young child, or as a young kid, like I looked at my parents and I was like, yo, like, that doesn't bother me. For one, like, I just didn't invite my friends over to swim meets like that because I knew how boring swim meets were. Especially when, you know, you had to be there for 6 hours of your day, you know, and sometimes you only swam twice or three times, but you would swim, like, let's say at 2 o'clock, and then your next swim would somehow be at like 4:30. But I knew how much my friends supported, like, me swimming. You know, we would always talk about it in school. We would, even when I would tell them how I did in my races over the weekend, their support and encouragement and motivation continued to help me, you know, keep my drive going forward. So I didn't necessarily need them there at my meets to support me. Like, them talking to me and acknowledging, you know, and asking how my meet went, like, that already alone, like, I already knew, you know, God, thank you for that. And even now, as I'm getting older, and I'm thinking of really starting a family with my lady, and we have conversations about it all the time. And, you know, especially to help, you know, understand each other on how we want to go about, you know, building this family. And when we just converse about our past and our childhoods, you know, it's so dope that we're able to just click and agree on so many things, as well as disagree, you know. But we still focus on the aspect of, yo, like, yo, our friends are just as important as our immediate family, especially when we have so much connections with our friends. We even, like, I know my own friends that already have kids and I'm in their kids' lives. That alone just has showed me throughout the years, like, yo, we're gonna be together for life. Like, y'all gonna be my homies. We are honestly gonna grow old as shit, and our kids are just gonna, you know, link together and all of that. And it's so dope to just see that. And even when I talk about that with my other friends, like, one of my boys, he's always like, yo, bro, hurry up and have a child already. He's been saying this shit for years. And it's like, you know, especially because he had his daughter very young, and she just continues to grow. And it's, you know, it's just amazing seeing her as a baby, you know, and seeing her now. And we just continue to just create many memories. And I know how much more memories are going to be created. You know, it's like, I swear, like, I always tell everybody, like, it's like I'm living like my own How I Met Your Mother, like show right now. And it's just dope because towards the end of the show, like, they all just developed their friendships and they were legit their own family. And I know that's how I see my own friends and family. Yeah, so I got two quotes that I really want to share with y'all for the ending of this episode. And the first one is, treat your family like friends and your friends like family. And the second one, family and friends are hidden treasures. Seek them and enjoy their riches. Those are two quotes that, yo, I definitely believe in 100%. And it's that aspect of, yo, these are the people that I trust. These are the people that I believe in. These are the people that I want, you know, to help elevate even more than everyone else. These are the people that I want to see succeed just as much as me, you know, along with everyone else. And these people truly mean so much to me. And, you know, when you have that foundation of friends and family, there's no stopping you no matter what. And you see this in so many ways with professional athletes. You see this with so many people that have successful businesses. You see so many musicians that bring in friends and families, you know, and hook them up with jobs and make sure that, you know, they gonna eat too. And that mindset is something we have to continue, that the support, the motivation, the encouragement of our own, our blood, and then even our close ones who we really love and relate to. Everyone, I want y'all to continue to have amazing weeks. All right. Continue to keep your head up. Continue to fight through this. We're going to get through this, y'all. Hey, I hope everyone has a wonderful upcoming week. Let's get this, y'all. I hope everyone continues to strive for what they want. I know that the school years are almost ending. We're almost there. Congratulations also to all these high school students and college students that are graduating, even eighth graders and fifth graders, and you know, kids moving up to the next grade. I know this was a very different ending to your school years, especially seniors. But, you know, I had a conversation with one of my old eighth graders, and I was just trying to tell them, hey, keep your head up and plan for next year. Next year, you're going to own it. Next year, yo, you got this. All right. Talk to y'all next time.